Jezreel. Jezreel, Israel, 24 souls of God, and which gave the name to the whole valley, belonged to Nebat, born vineyards. Ahab come to his wife and says to her, hey, you know, I wish I could have it. Well, they made sure that Nebat will be dead so he can have it, and he started to build the city. Ahab did a lot of construction, a lot of building in Samaria, in Megiddo, and also here. And here it was also the gateway to go on to Samaria. So here we cross sea level right now, right? We're crossing sea level now. And it's nice that they do ski resort, whatever, artificial ski resort at sea level. Sorry. But look at the view from here. And I think we started to talk about Elijah, but now we're going to see Mount Carmel, I think, as we go beyond that for the first time. And when we think about Mount Carmel, it's the story of Elijah, which challenged the false prophet of the Baal. And from here we see the Hill of Moreh, which we just read about, and Mount Tabor, right? And we know the story of Deborah the prophetess, that God gave rain and this valley flooded and Sisera's chariot sank in the mud. And it says that after Elijah had the altar and the fire came up from heaven and lit Elijah on the altar and consumed the water that he put around it. Look to your right, this is the Tell. Now you know what it is, Tell. Look at the excavation, part of the gate was found here. Not much was put into this Tell here. To the right, this is Jezreel, no doubt, no question. Here to the left-hand side, the entrance to Samaria, the land of the tribe of Ephraim, that leads to the valley of Dothan, where Joseph was sold by his brothers after they first led him down into a well and then sold him to the Bedouins, ended up in Egypt. This is also the place where the battle took place that ended the northern kingdom in the year 732 BC. So Samaria to the left, the land of Ephraim, we see the name Jezreel right here. What I wanted to point out that after Elijah challenged the false prophet of Baal, he went down to the brook, and you remember he slain them, he killed 450 prophets. But when he saw a cloud, and today we see a lot more clouds, and we don't think that it's going to rain, right? But Elijah saw a small cloud, like the size of a hand, and he said to Ahab, take something to drink, take something to eat. What does it mean? It's going to rain. And there it is, right in front of you, is Mount Carmel. And then it says that Elijah ran by foot a hand to Jezreel, where we are now. There's a mountain right in front of you, right? And if you look at the mountain, you see the highest spot, there's a white building. Can you see it? On the right-hand side of this, the electric pole. That is Elijah's altar. There's a monastery there, Carmelite monastery, called Muchaka, means fire. And at the foot is the brook of Kishon. This is the distance. Elijah ran by foot ahead of Ahab. And he tells Ahab, have something to drink, have something to eat, it's going to rain. Ahab did not believe. He forgot what happened to Sisera here when this chariot sank in the mud. And no wonder Elijah was ahead of him. Elijah goes after he slain the false prophet of the Baal. He goes to Mount Horeb, some people put it in Sinai. And he sat under a juniper tree and he said, I wish I was dead. If he really wanted to die, what did he have to do? Stay here. Jezebel would have taken his head off gladly. But he was going out to the wilderness, and then he went to Judean wilderness, and he fasted for 40 days and night. Remember, and he was fed by a raven, and Elisha just came after him. So look to your right, and look how beautiful. We can see the mountain that we were. Do you see the Leap of the Lord precipice? You remember where we were, where it was very, very cold? See it? Exactly across. You see the Nazareth, Hill of Precipice, Leap of the Lord. Mount Tabor further to the right. Mount Carmel ahead of us. back to the right, you see Nazareth. As we can see Nazareth from here, this is the view from up here, up on the mountain. This is the view that Jesus had while he lived in the area of Nazareth. The name Megiddo means army. We didn't do the reading of Megiddo, right? We're going to. Wanda?
Yes.
Can you come to the front, please? And do the reading? Thank you. Megiddo means army or troops of army. Har means mountain. In Aramaic, Megiddon, like Migdal, Magdalene, Megiddo, Megiddon.
First Kings chapter 9, verse 15. And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised, for to build the house of the Lord and his own house, and Milo and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. And then Revelation 16, 12 through 16. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon.
Well, we should probably get you moving up.
Thank you. So there to the right you see the hill of Moreh and then Mount Tabor. Nazareth, the Lower Galilee. The Brook of Kishon is at an angle to a little bit northwest. Mount Carmel and the hills to the left, half of Manasseh, behind us Ephraim. And if we read Deborah the prophetess, she talks about the different tribes and the plea to have a king. To the left hand side, and from here we see Samaria so clear. When Mary and Joseph and Jesus went to Jerusalem, went that way during Christmas time. They went this way to the food festival. They went this way when Jesus had his bar mitzvah, and then they started back home. And after a day journey, they found out they left him behind. Let's see, people that were not here before. Can you recognize Nikita? What are you looking for? Tell, right? Kind of artificial heel, which made layers of civilization. So look around and see if you can, when you can see it. You see Mount Carmel very clear, and the northwest part is to the right, the city of Haifa, the third largest city of Israel. And we're approaching now Megiddo. Of course, Megiddo would be a hill at the entrance to the Valley of Jezreel that protect and control the valley. See people pointing it out already. Yes, you're absolutely right, bless you. Head to the right hand side where you see the palm trees. Hazor was excavated a lot later, so it was done in a better way. Here, sorry to say, end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, doing excavation, especially, bless you, 1925. They stripped off a lot of the important site. None of the temple, none of the palaces are there, but other things we're going to see here. Remember, we're talking about the same time frame as Hazor, right? We're talking about the same time frame. Last time it was used, 732 BC, where Tiglath-Pileser conquered this area, Assyria conquered this area from the Israelites, the northern kingdom. And we also know that only the upper part, the area within the walls, still exists, but it went all the way around from the trees to the left to the area I had to the right hand side. That was still part of Megiddo, but the area with outside the wall. Oh, we can see so well looking back to the right hand side, the whole Valley of Jezreel, Hill of Moreh, Mount Tabor, Galilee, Lip of the Lord, Nazareth. So we are already in the Tell. Okay, all this area was part of the Tell. Even though the place we're visiting is straight ahead, what was like in Beit Shean, the Acropolis. So as we go straight ahead to the museum, I see lots of buses. But I know we'll make it. So we do a museum, the film, and then the excavation. Name, Tel Megiddo. Look to the right, the seal of Megiddo lion, which represents the time that the Judea reached all the way up to here. Lion is always Lion of Judah. And for the one of us that do not climb up the excavation, just look at the view from here, the Valley of Jezreel, the Valley of Ashdelot, the Valley of Harmagedon. So we're heading to the museum first.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
I mean, this is, oh my. Oh my.
I've got a meeting to do here. I'm going to wait.